As they reduce their mortgage, homeowners gradually increase their equity. As they make more mortgage payments, their home equity grows. Your property's worth will rise along with housing market fluctuations, increasing your equity. Many homeowners decide to use their equity to purchase valuable items. This can include paying off their existing auto loan, building an addition to their home, or paying for their kids' education. They will pay it off with equity, no matter the cost. But the real question is, how can you take equity out of your home in Ontario, Canada? How can I access equity in Ontario? Homeowners can typically access their home equity using the following conventional methods. Loans for a home equity HELLO refinancing mortgage second mortgage 1. Equity loans for homes. Your residence serves as security for a home equity loan. They operate similarly to other secured loans. You will be qualified for a specific loan amount based on the value of your home. There will be a predetermined payment plan and an interest fee. How does one go about applying for a home equity loan? Property must be owned and valued by your lender in order to qualify for a home equity loan. You must also have a sizable portion of your mortgage paid off and be in a position to handle the debt that the loan will entail. What is a home equity loan used for? Home equity loans let you borrow up to 80% of the property's appraised worth, less any remaining principal on the original mortgage. Then, both mortgages must be repaid simultaneously. 2. A line of credit for home equity, HELOC. There are a few significant ways in which an equity line of credit and a home equity loan diverge. This gives you the freedom to utilize your credit line anytime you choose, and once the balance is paid off, you'll have full access again. How does one go about applying for a HELOC? Credit lines are provided by banks, the majority of conventional lenders, and private mortgage lenders. Banks typically require a high credit score to qualify you. To make sure they have enough equity in their house, prospective borrowers should have their property evaluated before applying for a HELOC. Borrowers must own their homes outright or have at least 20% equity in order to be eligible for these lines of credit. How should a HELOC be used most effectively? A HELOC allows you to borrow about 65% of your property's appraised worth. However, your borrowing limit will rise to 80% of the home's appraised value if your lender permits you to combine your HELOC with your remaining mortgage balance. You can borrow money from your secured credit line if you make your monthly payments on time. Third, mortgage refinancing. Refinancing entails swapping out your current mortgage for a new one. You will therefore be able to access a portion of your equity accumulation. You will need to meet with your lender if you want to borrow more money. It's crucial to remember that you will have to make hefty payments and that your equity will decrease. How to refinance? Your property must be appraised if you want to refinance your mortgage. It will be necessary to break your existing mortgage contract and arrange a new one with either your present lender or a different lender. If you choose to refinance your mortgage in order to access your equity, you will be charged a prepayment penalty fee for breaching the terms of your mortgage. 4. Second mortgage. Second mortgages are loans obtained against previously financed real estate. Then, using your home as collateral, you can get a second loan. However, be careful while getting a second mortgage because you'll have to make two mortgage payments. Your home serves as security for your mortgage, allowing the lender to foreclose and perhaps sell the property if you fall behind on payments and they determine you won't repay them. Advantages of using home equity. You can leverage your equity to raise the value of your house. As a valuable asset, your house allows you to borrow money to pay for any home upgrades you might wish to make. If and when you decide to sell your home, this will raise its worth. If you choose to use the additional funds from your second mortgage loan for income-producing investments, you may be eligible to deduct the interest from your tax return. However, this is not just about financing new residences or home improvements. Some homeowners use their equity to finance their education, the education of their children, or even a vacation. You can use your equity to consolidate any other debts you have that have higher interest rates. Drawbacks of using your home equity as credit. Before you may access the equity in your house, you must pay some fees. For instance, before you can access the cash, you must pay an appraisal, application, and legal fees. You may decide to borrow money at a variable rate because it can initially be less expensive than fixed rates. However, if you choose a variable rate, be aware that your interest rate can change. You run the risk of losing money when you use the equity in your house for investments. If you utilize it without protection, you could lose your money if the stock market falls, in addition to being taxed for doing so. If you get behind on your payments, foreclosure may occur. Your home may be seized if you fall behind on your mortgage payments. Therefore, before taking for a second mortgage, you must be 100% certain that you can make timely payments. What will you do with the equity in your home in 2022? How to use and access your home equity is ultimately up to you. Select a course of action based on your financial condition. Don't choose by thoroughly weighing all your choices and getting all the counsel you can. Need some quick cash or want to refinance? Let us help. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your cash or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing, the process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note, please give your authentic information while completing the form below. If you found this article helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.